Delaney threatens to expel students for partying, encourages snitching. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 14, 2020. Tulane University is threatening to expel students for partying in large groups during the Chinese virus pandemic. The school is also encouraging students to report their peers to the university police for engaging in problematic behavior. Students at Tulane are not allowed to have parties or large gatherings of more than 15 people or else they will face suspension or expulsion. According to a statement made last week to the campus community by Tulane's Dean of Students Erica Woodley. Do not host parties or gatherings with more than 15 people, including the host. If you do, you will face suspension or expulsion from the university, wrote Woodley in all capital letters. Woodley added that while the school is currently finishing its complete enforcement plan for the fall, she implores students to behave differently in the meantime. Over the weekend, in spite of our pleas to the contrary, many of our students living in New Orleans chose to have parties and large gatherings where social distancing wasn't being practiced and face masks weren't being worn, said the Dean of Students. They then saw fit to post this all over social media, added Woodley of the partygoers. This comes on the heels of national news attention about super spreader events. These events were disruptive to our neighbors and drew a lot of very negative attention to Tulane. Woodley then went on to refer to those who both hosted and attended the party disrespectful, selfish and dangerous, as well as not in line with Tulane values. This type of behavior is indefensible and truly shameful, she said. The calculation is simple. If you want to have a residential experience at Tulane in the fall, you have to behave differently, affirmed Woodley. This means no large gatherings, plus 15 people, and at all times wearing masks in public spaces, practicing social distancing and washing your hands. The Dean of Students added that all gatherings that do occur must observe appropriate social distancing and attendees should wear masks because people's lives depend on it. There is no room for error here, she added. People's lives depend on your adherence to these rules. They aren't just nameless, faceless people, they are our people. Woodley added that Tulane is reopening this fall in part due to the belief that the school's students are mature enough to handle the protocols implemented in the new era of the Wuhan virus. Do you really want to be the reason that Tulane and New Orleans have to shut down again? She asked. Woodley also reminded students to hold your friends and peers accountable. And even offered them the Tulane University police phone number so that they can tattle on their peers when they see them engaging in behavior now considered problematic. You can report problematic behavior by using our online report system, said Woodley. These reports are received in real time. You can also call the Tulane University Police at 504-865-5381. Institutions of higher learning are not the only entities engaging in intimidation tactics to get people to comply with new rules in the wake of the Chinese virus hitting the United States. Cuyahoga County in Ohio has created a hotline so that people can tattle on their neighbors for not wearing masks. Ironically, the county executive insists that they simply want people to wear masks, voluntarily. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.